I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Hello, everybody. How are you feeling today?
Awesome. Wow, I'm great.
Good. I'm so excited, guys. We have a lot to get into tonight. I know Katie's not super excited about this episode tonight, but she's going to tell us all about how she feels about it. But Schwartz and Tom are getting remarried in Vegas, and they're not inviting Kristen. Stassi is pressuring Bo to propose to her, which is kind of annoying. And, of course, Brett and Dana are, you know, sparking something. So we'll get into all that. We have some news. Of course, we're going to give out our pump teenies. But first, I want to know your overall thoughts. And, Katie, I would love to start with you. I know you have some deep thoughts about this episode.
It was one of those episodes where I would watch a scene and then be like, that was so boring. I'm pretty sure I didn't watch anything. So then I would rewind it and then watch it again and be like, oh no, there just wasn't anything to take in. All right, next one. It was just like, and y'all know I hate the newbies. So it was just a lot of them. And I know that I should give them a chance, but Dana, that's the blonde one, right?
Yeah.
She's just She's really going up there. Yes, she is just like a white wall. Like, she's pretty, and I love a clown.
Are you talking about Dana or Ariana?
No, Dana.
Oldies, because their storyline is just more popping. Like, you see how Ariana has to go sit down with Lala and Dana, because if not, she would just be riding, you know, equestrian horses with Lisa or knitting with Katie. And then Brett, it was just so cute watching him flirt with Lisa. I like the newbies, and I just want them to incorporate them more into the season, because the oldies are old. They're old. They're wrapped up. We're sitting here watching Stassi sweat Bo over an engagement he's going to propose. So it's like their storylines are getting old and played out. I like the newbies and the fact that Sheena is a part of the oldies and just acting so desperate to incorporate herself in the newbies. It just shows you even more like, oh my gosh, Sheena's a train wreck. I really enjoyed this episode. No, it wasn't super messy the way I like it, but it's leading up to some super messy stuff the way I like it.
Love it. Archie, what were your thoughts tonight?
You know, I wasn't disappointed, because I was really excited that we got that conversation had by Tom and Katie after last week kind of left us out, you know, on a limb, where Katie was distraught and he was calling her names. And then this episode really, I know, Katie, you hate the new people, but this episode solidified Dana as like a member, because Lisa Vanderpump came to her party. Yeah. Like, everybody's there for her. Like, she's not going anywhere. Maybe Brett will, but she's here to stay. So I was fully locked into the episode.
Yeah. But do y'all like enjoy what she brings?
Yes.
So far, yeah. I mean, she's hopping around from guys. Mm-hmm. She's kind of working.
She's nice to look at. She's like dateable. She's not out here like desperate dateable like Sheena. She's like cool dateable. So it's like a matter of seeing which guy could really lock her down, because you could tell she's not the girl who's just going to put it all out there for you in conversation with Sheena. But at the same time, she stands up for herself. She doesn't just take no, you know, she has a little Lala in her. She has a bit of all of the oldies, old girls in her, minus Kristen.
Interesting. Yeah, Dana won me over this episode. I never really cared for her. And her mom passed away. That really, like, it hit, you know, a little different, because it, you know, that's mom. So I think that sort of made me a little bit more empathetic towards her. Yeah. And yeah, I think the past few episodes have been so extremely dramatic. And so this episode, we didn't really get like any screaming matches. So maybe that's why it felt like it was a little bit slower, but I still feel like there was a lot of good like context to the episode. Also, guys, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot to introduce everybody, but just in case you guys are new here, we have Geraldine Devon, we have Katie Thompson, Archie J, and my name is Yvette Soro, like 15 minutes into the episode, but just in case. Sorry about that. Okay, first let's get into Schwartz and Katie. They're about to actually get married in Vegas and invite everybody but Kristen. I mean, are we surprised at this point, Archie?
No, not at all. And I actually like seeing this unfold, how Lisa made it awkward and Katie's a little left out of the loop. Since we already have this drama going around, it was just funny to see, because we already know the relationship and the strain on it. But I'm not surprised at all. They didn't even want to, you know, go to lunch with her. Why would she want you at the wedding renewal? Yes, it's a bit, yeah, you know, sad and heartbreaking because she was a very intricate and big part of the wedding initially, but now, you know, things are a little different. And I even like the conversation that was had towards the end of the episode between the two.
What's interesting to me is that last episode, we see Schwartz yelling at Katie about how much he never wants to have sex with her again. And then in this episode, we're just gearing up to go to Vegas to get ready.
Yeah.
Y'all want to hop into some therapy first or like, what up?
I mean, the conversation they had, it was like, I mean, possibly they already had a conversation before the cameras were there, but it's like, he's apologizing for being drunk. We've seen this before in past seasons. And Katie's still just being frumpy Katie. And now it's like, frumpy. Okay, well, she's frumpy.
She's is
rude. The definition. You look at the dictionary, frumpy. It's her. It's
frumpy. Frumpy AF.
Guys.
Oh, that sounds offensive. Tom. You're Tom right now. Just call her
Tom. No, that's not that. Frumpy is a killjoy, a negative Nancy, a boring person who'd rather be at home knitting. Mm-hmm. Someone who kills the joke, who kills the vibe. You're frumpy. Someone who just, you know, of all the, like, that when they had frump. The scene, you know, with her and they all wore their little dresses, her, Stassi, and Kristen. Her dress was my least favorite dress. I was just like, you know, like, you would look so much better in a brighter color to bring out, you know, the boldness of your beautiful eyebrows and your beautiful hair. She just wore earth tones. That's just something to me. That's just my thing. But that's what I define as frumpy.
Okay.
And I just felt like she was still very, like, she wanted him to apologize, as he should, because he wowed out in front of everyone. But she was also just very unapologetic of just, like, kind of killing a moment that, like Short said, it wasn't even your moment. Like, why did you turn it into what you turned it into? But I'm happy that, as every couple, loyal couple should do, you guys just got to brush that kind of stuff. Like, get over it. It's not that serious. You know, you were being annoying. He told you about yourself. Move forward. Let's get married again. Renew our vows. I think it's fine. It's love. That's love.
I don't know. I mean, it was interesting to me that Tom did apologize, but even after, when he was like at the skate park with the boys the next day, he was like, oh, well, you know, I was kind of drunk. Like, sorry, dude. Like, I'm just, you know, the worst. It just seemed very casual. And I totally get it. Like, couples get into fights and arguments all the time. But I think the things that he said stemmed from like a deeper place, like issue in their relationship that does need to be addressed. And when he sort of apologized, it still felt like, you know, you overreacted, but I'm still sorry. Because I just feel like he was kind of, they just didn't want to fight anymore. So they're just like, all right, like, let's start planning our wedding and back to Kristen and how we're not inviting her.
I will say, though, that in that initial conversation when the show opened up, she had said all she just wants him to do is kind of say sorry. Yes, he was acknowledging what happened, but he never really said sorry. And then in his confessional, he even said, I was wrong. But we've never heard him say, I was sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong.
And the fact
that I think you're right.
Right. I don't remember him saying, I'm sorry, but he did. Mm-hmm. He had an apologetic tone.
Yeah.
But the fact that he did drop a bomb that, you know, that's why I don't have sex with her. And this isn't the first time that we heard they don't have sex. And now you're just planning a wedding, but just the last week you had a girls' night and then you're going to have another party. Do you guys just throw events to distract yourselves from the fact that there is some problems here? You're not boinking. Whenever you guys are upset with each other, you're saying little low jabs. I think you might be right. They probably should consider going to therapy.
Yeah. I feel like maybe sometimes the agenda of the show or the events that are happening in the show will distract them from what's actually going on in their relationship. Even though they're watching it back, I don't know that they're actually watching it in the same way that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, they're chiming in the live chat. Thank you guys so much for being so active. Billy Branch says, he's talking about Kristen. He says, whenever I start feeling bad for Kristen, I remember how she's been in seasons past, especially season 2. I think Stassi and Katie are just utterly done with her. Guys, I feel bad for Kristen. I
do too.
So bad for her.
No.
Yeah. Archie is done with her. Archie's like, no. Get her.
I mean, have you ever had a friend that you really just don't want to rock with anymore, but you don't know how to tell them because they're going to just keep hitting you up And it's just like, damn, like, what do I do? Like, I you're going to do what Kristen is. It's like, you're going to just slowly try to start cutting her out. I have this one girl, I just really don't want to rock with her like that. Not anything crazy. She's just a little weird. And she keeps hitting me up like, oh, I didn't see you when I was in LA. And I'll just focus on anything else that she said other than us trying to hang out. Cause it's like, I'm just trying to avoid us hanging out because I don't want to hang out anymore with you.
But I've been in those situations, but there's a way sort of, cause I've, you know, made friends in the past and sort of realized, you know, I don't really want to associate with those kind of people. So you just slowly like distance yourself. But this friendship is like so long-winded, like they're best friends. They considered each other sisters for like years and years. You know, I think it's harder than that, than just to sort of distance yourself. And Kristen, like I'm giving props to Kristen, guys, because she's still, you know, a lot of people would just take their pride and be like, okay, well, if they don't want to be friends with me, I don't care. But she's still like really trying. Like she's talking to Katie and saying like, you know, she's pouring her heart out. And yeah.
It would have been in this episode if I were Kristen or in this moment that I would have been like, okay, screw you. Mm-hmm. I've tried. It's time. Because when she's like, yeah, I need you guys the most, and Katie rolls her eyes, even if I don't necessarily want to F with you at the moment, I still am going to care that you're this hurt because we have this entire past. So that would have been enough for me to be like, fine, screw y'all, right, then, because it's just sad.
Yeah. I just don't get why it's this that now you're ready to cut Kristen off.
Because Darcy decided.
Right. Now it's like, I thought this should have happened years ago and she would have been able to handle it because then she knows she really did something unforgivable. But it's like with this, it's going to be harder for her to really accept the friendship being over because it's like, over what? Because me and Carter, whatever, you know?
I mean, I just think back to like Stassi leaving and going to New York and coming back and using Kristen to get back into the group.
Ooh, right.
She's back in. Yep. She's good. Mm-hmm. She's got her bow. And now she's like, bye-bye. I don't want to deal with you and your mess anymore. And I just don't think that that's fair when Kristen has always been there for all of these girls, no matter what mess.
That's true.
Touché. Archie, you're not buying it.
We all know what we can deal with. And I mean, their points, like you guys' points fully makes a lot of sense, but you know, we all know what we can deal with. And I too, Katie, I fully agree with you. Like when TV Katie rolled her eyes, at some point Kristen just has to be like, you know what, I'm gonna stop kissing your ass. Like over it. I'm not about to look like the wet dog out here anymore. You're just making me look like a fool. And we are on syndicated television. I'm done. So hopefully she catches what's being thrown to her.
You know what's going to happen. Sense. It's going to be Kristen and Elena linking up because they're the outsiders.
Do we think that they resolve this at all?
I don't think there's any going back from like this point. And I agree with both of you also. Like, Katie, don't be my friend. Like, I can't make anybody be my friend. So walk away, I guess.
Girl, bye.
So before we move on to our next topic of Brett and Dana, oh my God, we have to thank you for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without you. Thank you for tuning in each and every week and the comments and everything. If you're on YouTube, thank you. You guys are really active in the live chat and we're going to get to your comments in a second. Give this video a thumbs up and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. We love your reviews each and every week. We didn't get any 5-star reviews this week, which is our first week. But hey, guys, we went 14 weeks with a 5-star review. That is a record, I think. I'm going to go on record and say that that's a record. So thank you for the reviews regardless. Thank you for the comments. And yeah, Shady Booty, Elizabeth Hart, Billy
I love
Branch.
Shady Booty.
I love Shady Booty and Gene Welsom. They're all, you know, in the live chat and chatting it up. So, you know who also is chatting it up this week? Brett and Dana.
Sorry, transition.
That was great. I loved it. Do you guys like them together? Is this going anywhere?
No. Maybe for like 2 more episodes. Like, but you could tell Brett is he is not ready to take anything serious right now. He's freaking flirting with Lisa while her husband's out for
I think all of Brett's BS is
storylines. It's not, none of it's real. Like, that's why I was like, the whole Lisa thing, I was like, this is bizarre. Why are you saying you get butterflies in your stomach around this woman that you work for? I'm really confused. Like, maybe don't be attracted to your boss when the husband's in the car, and the whole Dana thing. Like, she can't, and I've said this before, but it's like, I wouldn't, if it didn't work out with the one person that I dated at the restaurant, I wouldn't go and date the other only one that's there. I don't know.
Wait, but you guys don't know girls like that? Like, I legit have girls from college who it's like, girl, can you please date somebody outside of our school? Like, seriously, she could be one of those. Like, she keeps it, she likes a close knit.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not into it. And like, not even that. I mean, Max and Brett are friends, yes, and they work together. I mean, Max is technically what, his manager, but also like, Sheena's dated them too, and you're kind of friends with Sheena. The whole Sheena thing is like really pissing me off. I don't think that Dana needs to ask Sheena anytime she wants to freaking talk to a guy. Mm-hmm. It is so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
Oh, she back. Wait. Hi, sorry. I don't know what happened. Okay.
No, I will say though, I don't think she didn't need to ask anyone for permission, but I thought it was just like a good move on her part. Like, she was just like a stand-up chick. She's like, hey, I don't want any drama. If I like the guy, great. Just want to make sure you're not like suppressing any issues, because I don't want to deal with this shit later. So let me just let you know what's up, because I'm going to continue this. So, but them together, it just seems like an easy lay. Like, nothing's going to be out of this.
Yeah. And sometimes those are good. You know what I'm saying? After a see you next Tuesday, and Brett's there and he's just looking chewable. It's like, why not? You know, why not? Yeah. I'm here for it, Dana. Like, just, you know, take it down if you want to. But if you're not interested, if you want more than just taking it down, I say get out of Dodge, because it's not happening. He's not the one.
Are we going to talk about the party later, or should I get into my feelings about the party now? Go for it. What is up with Sheena and like this whole thing? Like, I get wanting to like find your lobster and like find your partner. I understand that. Like, I feel the same. But what is the whole thing of like, I'm doing this single and I'm divorced? Bitch, I'm single. No one's even wanted to marry me. If anything, being divorced is a good thing, because somebody wanted you at some point. So I don't understand the whole like, I'm divorced, because that clearly is bothering her, the fact that she's divorced, because she says it every episode. Like, I just want her to like really figure out the rooted issue for that.
She's the rooted issue. And what's amazing to me, she's 34, I'm 32, and I just started watching the show last year. I was able to binge it, you know, but if it was me on the show and I'm watching myself back, I'm going to look. Last season, it was, I can't even remember all her boyfriend's names, all the boyfriends, but whoever she's dating at the time, that's all she's focused on. So now she's not dating anyone. So all she's focused on is freezing her eggs. She has to talk about it every time. Then the fact that she had a meltdown, I did appreciate that she finally was open and honest with her insecurities, because we clearly know that's what her issue is. She's insecure. But at the same time, if you're going to boldly say you're 34, 35, and the same way someone that's 10 years younger than you, we would tell them, like, you need to grow up or get some help. You're the same way. You need to go get some help. Go get therapy. Go do some Reiki or something. You have to find yourself. You're gorgeous. She has a lot of potential. But until she starts to love herself and get to know herself, she's not going to have a successful
relationship. Are you okay, Katie?
I think I'm, like, choking on the bullshit. Like, I don't know. Like, I, like, breathed wrong, and now I'm literally sobbing. So just don't mind me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, we're good.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Good. And scene.
Okay. Archie, did you disagree with
what are we talking about?
Sheena. Hot mess. Okay. Train wreck.
So here's the thing. I fully get where she's coming from, because I just feel like even when you're in a friend group and everybody kind of has a partner, like thinking about now when all my friends have somebody and we're in quarantine, I'm just like, well, damn, you know? So I get what she's saying, no matter if you're divorced, single, three divorces in, I get that whole like lonesome, you want a happy ever after, you want a forever, because she can look at people like her parents, because I work with somebody who knew her in high school. So like, you know, having that, she has a solid foundation growing up. You, you want that for yourself. Although you're just like a, you know, hot girl summering it all the time, you get tired of that. So I get where she's coming from, and I appreciated the vulnerability that she was able to mm-hmm. show. But yeah, I am too sick of her storyline. It's the same yeah. thing over and over, but I totally get how she feels so emotional all the time, because I'm sure it's a lot on her.
Yeah, I agree. I'm empathetic with Sheena. I am divorced in 27. Like, I 100% get it. But that is not an excuse to be, I think, so selfish. You're basically saying that all of your friends are in happy relationships, but because you're single, you can't be happy for them and you have to be miserable. And that's just, I think, very selfish. And there's a line, like, there's a point where it's like, okay, we get it. And like, I feel like that too. I'm like, oh, I'm 27 and divorced. It sucks. Like, it's not fun most of the time, but I'm not going to project that onto other people's happiness or let my own feelings get in the way of somebody else's happiness or relationship. It's very selfish. So I'm not here for it. I don't think it's an excuse. I get it, but it's no excuse to act the way she does.
That's right.
I did like that she got called out on her bullshit when I don't know yeah. who was talking to her, Lala. But they were like, yeah, Lala was like, you have, it's always your best friend. It's your best friend, but yet yeah. you're really trying to be with them. And how do you not see that watching it back? But maybe she doesn't watch it back. So who knows? But I like yeah. that was brought to her attention.
Yeah, that was a good point.
Also, side note, the whole Max being invited to Dana's birthday, but she didn't personally invite him, but she was like, he knows he's invited. I mean, I would have expected like a personal invitation or else I wouldn't have went. Like,
right. Me too. I was on Max's side with that too.
Yeah. Like, that was stupid.
If you don't invite me, I don't think I'm invited.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page. Cause I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, that's yeah. weird.
Is it weird though? I'm sorry that because when that scene was happening, is it weird
yeah.
that Ariana and Lala and Dana are like friends?
Well, the producer was probably like, y'all yeah. sit together.
And yeah, yeah. You're, yeah, you guys are all blonde and we need Ariana to do something. Something.
How about the cake? Like all of the girls just being like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Can y'all calm down? Like, it's fine. You'll be okay if you get frosting
Sheena
on your face.
Looked so sad when they were like cake kissing. She just looked so sad. Like, I was just like, Sheena, like the fact that you're the oldest one at the party, and then you're over there in the corner, like boo-hooing.
No
like,
cake.
Girl, I just
no, that was Charlie. Gosh. Charlie was like, oh hell no.
Not my sisters, not Tia and Tamara. Me, Tia and Tamara, get the hell out of here.
Charlie probably doesn't know what cake tastes like. She doesn't eat anything. She's a very picky true. Eater. So that's she was not. Like, get that cake away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. Oh my goodness. Yeah, honestly, I would have been one of those girls. Like, no, don't touch me.
Don't put
I
that cake.
All this makeup. I'm out in WeHo. You are not getting cake in my hair. No.
Not in my weave.
Not today. All right, guys. Ugh, that is a lot to deal with. Okay, so Bo and Stassi. Okay, who here thinks that Stassi is, like, you know, in the right? Like, she should be pressuring Bo, Archie.
No.
No?
No, I was ready to go against
that
it.
That was a quick, it was like a...
No, not at all.
Okay, yeah. You think she's being extra?
I think she's being very extra. Let the man do his damn thing. Like, you cannot control every single thing. How long have they been together? Not even 5 years.
Not even that long. Like, not even that long.
And he says to her, like, we are going to grow old together. So, like, girl, chill.
Yeah.
And I you know, I can understand Stassi. I went through that too. But granted, we were together for like 10 years and I'm still like, boy, what are you doing? But even then, whenever I would talk to other women who were already married, they would tell me you cannot pressure a man. You just make them prolong it even longer.
Right.
So with her dating, you know, they're older, they're in a more adult relationship. It's like, girl, you know, it's going to happen. He's sitting here talking to you about your kids or how he's going to be the funny dad. It's going to happen. Relax. It seems like Stassi still being the Stassi we all know she is. Like, she likes to stress over things. She likes to have something to worry about. And it so was now this is right. And so now it's like this. And so now after he proposes, so now she could worry about the wedding. No wedding mm-hmm. planning. It's just like, girl, relax. And now look what happened. The pandemic shut your stuff down. Yeah, so now you can worry about that.
Can't control the pandemic.
Okay, you can't exactly. You can't control everything. So just relax.
And I think it was at the bar at the birthday party. She had mentioned it again, and I verbally said out loud as I'm watching as a viewer, I'm like, I would just dump her. Like, it's just, it's that annoying. You know, I know that's a irrational decision, but like, it's just so annoying. Just chill out. Cause I think she made like a passive aggressive joke and she was just like, oh yeah, but I'm never going to be married.
Right.
Yeah. But then after she said it, she apologized. Yeah. She was like, I realized, like, la da da da. So I was like, maybe that was her way of like, let me joke about it. So now I can apologize about it instead of being like, oh, sweetie, I wanted to tell you that I'm so sorry. And there were cameras there. So she's like, ah, great. Let me just bada bang, bada boom this right now.
Relax. Jean says Stassi was just too thirsty to be engaged.
Wow. I agree. Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's like you want that proposal, that ring. But I mean, again, it's just these people are so concerned with like their friends and what they're doing.
Right.
She was like, oh, like Katie's wedding or what was it? Brittany's wedding is done. So like, why hasn't he proposed yet? Like what? Like
go the next on your day
own timeline. Yeah. Right. Stop comparing yourself to your friends and how long they've been together and when they're married. Like, stop it. Just go on your own time. And it's making, like Archie said, like if I were Beau, I'd be like, I don't even like, I wanted to propose. Now I don't even want to, cause you're so annoying about it. Like it's just annoying, but yes, I'm glad that she redeemed herself and apologized, and I'm excited to see the proposal. Hopefully next week.
But I also felt like I didn't like what Beau told the girls that they were fighting over. Like, it's like, don't, you already know she got messy ass friends anyway. Don't tell them all that information. Like, they need to nip that in the bud now before they get married.
Also, what the hell was Katie? Because I felt like that was Beau, like, talking to two of his friends. What the hell is Katie doing going to Stassi and then being like, oh, well, Beau told us that you were fighting. Did you want to tell me about that? It's like, are you so bored in your own life that you got to just stir that You're just stirring it up. And how sweet was it when Beau was describing how much he loves Stassi and he was like, I wake up and I think about her and we just can eat mac and cheese and joke together. And I'm like, this is what I'm looking for.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Right. Before we close out the episode, I do have to do an honorable mention for Danica randomly getting in trouble at Sir for not like just messing orders up, for having an attitude problem. I will just say, in work, everybody messes up. That's totally fine. But having an attitude problem and all the flashbacks, there was like at least three occasions where she was given attitude. And I think that's not cool, Danica.
Yeah, she definitely has an attitude problem.
I love how she's like, I do not have attitude. Did you want to check the way you just said that or what?
Right.
I love it. Any final thoughts on the episode before we move on to our special segment? I hope we don't have to wait 6 weeks to see Beau propose to Stassi like we had to wait forever for the wedding.
And if we have to, I hope she's just chill
out. Yeah. For a while. Oh my god, props.
I'm over it.
Right out the props. I love it.
Guys, I have to read this comment from Lisa Delicious Lexus. I love that name.
Okay.
She says, the witches of WeHo should put out a Kristen edition wine that's a little strong and used to drown sorrows when your friends turn on you.
Oh, that's good.
Damn, that's good.
The shade.
She'd
be suing.
Alexis Delicious.
Lisa Delicious.
Oh, Lisa please, Delicious.
Join their marketing team because that is great.
Yes.
Oh, may I also say that I thought that it was very like Lisa holier than thou to be like, I'm so busy, but let me just get out of my car really quick with this entourage and say hello to all of you at the party. Like, what?
Right.
Get in your car and go home. If you're not going to come to, like, and everyone's just like, oh.
I love it. I know.
And I just roll in my eyes. Like, they all just are sucking her dick. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I will.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Listen, when I met Lisa and interviewed her, I was doing the same thing. I was like, the queen is here.
She's the queen. Like, she is the queen.
Lisa. I'm sure if I saw her, I'd be, like, shaking in my boots. And I'd be like, may I kiss your ring? love it, guys. All right. We have to get into our pumptinis, guys. Who wants to go first? Jerozlyn, would you like to go first?
Oh, no, let Katie go first.
Oh, Katie? Katie wants to go first?
It's going to steal. Someone's going to steal it, and I don't have another. I'm going to give it to Kristen. She needs to drown her sorrows with her own glass of wine, and she just needs a drink, and I feel bad for her in these times. And maybe two, maybe like the double fist situation, and she can drink two at one time.
Yes. Yeah. My pumptini goes out to Schwartz. I want to get drunk, get saucy off of some pumptinis with Schwartz, and we can wake up with our own shame overs. I want to get him to divulge how he really feels about his wife. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, just tell me, just be honest, just be honest. And then I'm going to go read Katie to Phil. Like, this is what your husband said, girl. Yeah. He's never going to drink with me now.
And then tell her how boring she is after.
Right. You're like, Schwartz is never going to get drunk with me now. God. He knows my plan.
I am going to give my pumptini to Bo because the poor guy, God bless him for dealing with Stassi just in general. But right now, this topic of just badgering about the wedding is annoying.
Very. Definitely. So I was going to give it to Kristen, but we are giving tonight's whole episode, pumptini, to Archie J, who just celebrated a birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Archie!
Thank you. Yeah, it was Sunday.
We are celebrating you. This episode goes to you, Archie, because we love you and we wish we could celebrate in person, but you know, we missed it. So this is
thank
next
you.
Best thing.
Thank you so much.
Of course, we love you. So that was our pumptinis. Comment down below and give your pumptini out. Actually, you can't give your pumptinis because all the pumptinis this week are going to Archie. So comment down below and wish Archie.
I'm gonna be fucked up soon. Apparently, all the pumptinis.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. You deserve it. You deserve it. All right. So, Jerozlyn, I think we have some news.
Yes, we have some news. Lisa Vanderpump, the queen, is devastated over the closures of her restaurants due to our quarantine. Of course, as we know, she runs four well-to-do establishments in LA, Villa Blanca, Sir Pump, and Tom Tom, which she co-partners with Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval. And Lisa says, it's been devastating. It's not just our business, it's our life as well. And so many people have worked for us for so many years. And I mean, now they're all on unemployment. So just the whole fact that it's just everything gone right now, we can't go anywhere. I can't see what's going on. It's been devastating. It's been really sad, I have to say. I mean, damn, Lisa, like out here having problems like us common folk over there at Villa Rosa. She's on her pony. And she had to close her four restaurants.
What are you riding the pony?
That was me riding the pony.
Oh my, that was my favorite news segment I've ever heard. Thank you for that. Yes, I needed that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Yeah, reality is hit for
everybody.
A vast majority of, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's affecting everyone. So, and it's nice to see that she's, you know, still supporting her employees and looking to rehire them after this is all said and done. So shout out to Lisa and every other boss and manager out here who is trying to keep their employees and team intact and at this crazy time.
Definitely. Oh, shout out to Lisa. All right. Yeah. So let's get into our predictions. Archie, would you like to start off?
Oh, what do I predict? I mean, I do foresee Dana and Brett becoming whatever they will, but I also foresee that being very tumultuous when it comes to the breakup part of it. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited to see it unfold.
Yeah. I love it. Jerozlyn?
I'm predicting that Dana is going to have to read Sheena to Phil once more because Sheena's just doing a little bit too much that surrounds around Dana's love life.
Makes sense. Katie? I predict that there is going to be an episode next week and we're going to do an after show on it.
That's right.
Wow.
There it is. That's crazy.
Why would you say that?
I have to remember to pay attention to the like next week on because I always just turn it off. I'm like, hurry up. And then I turn it off. And then we
that's
do
my favorite
every time
part.
I'm like, shit. next week I'll have it. I'll have something good, y'all. I know Dana or Danica is going to try to get involved with Dana and Brett, just like she tried to get involved with Dana and Max, and I'm over it. Why is Danica so invested in Dana's relationship life?
Right. As well, she as should Sheena. Focus like, on trying story? To be a better manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if we're going to see the proposal next week. I know there's going to be some. I'm already annoyed about the proposal. See, because right. Stassi's killing it.
I feel like it wouldn't even be a surprise at this point.
Yeah, it's not. And I do think Kristen is just going to decide, like we said earlier, that she's just completely done with the girls. I hope she moves on, finds some new friends, and just, you know, learns to love herself and not value herself based on how her friends see her.
Right.
Archie, what's that?
I was listening.
Oh, I like it. All right, guys. So that is it for this week. Oh my goodness. We're so excited for next week. And we have, like I said, people in the live chat. Oh my goodness. Wishing Archie a happy birthday. Wait, I have to tell you who.
Jean, everyone's wishing Archie a happy birthday and Shady Booty. So happy birthday, Archie. Comment down below to wish him a happy birthday. We'll see you next week. You can find me at Rivette Sorrow on all social media platforms. Katie, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's, and make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
You can follow me at Jerosalyn Diva, Jerosalyn Diva.
You can find me everywhere at Archie J Speaks, social media, TikTok, and my podcast, The Archie J Experience.
Bye. I'm a fan. I come back.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.